Sunday night, and you are sitting in front of your computer. That can only mean one thing. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio.
And we're back after 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That was $2.
I know, but...
See, we didn't announce it before we did it, so that's why it wasn't infinite.
Oh, yeah.
When I say 2 weeks, that's what I mean. All right, so how's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm
like, don't need to yell. You're just sitting right in front of me. You got a microphone.
I'm like talking to an audience that's not there.
I can't even do it. Yeah, no one, you know, make that clapping noise. 2 weeks, yeah, we took a little bit of a hiatus and no one really noticed.
Yeah.
Except Kilroy.
Yeah.
He freaked out when he couldn't find anything in the archive, and he freaked out when he couldn't hear us live.
Yeah, so Kilroy, you know what that means, yeah.
Oh. Mad props.
Mad props.
Which also, looking in the chat room, which I had set up, didn't even announce anything yet.
Yes.
Reverend Hammer. So why don't you give one to Reverend Hammer?
It's mad props for Reverend Hammer.
Who moved to Florida and I never even knew.
Yeah. Thank you, Reverend Hammer, future fuck up the presidential vote guy.
Yeah.
Right there. And of course, as always with us now, because Mark can't kick her out of the room, it's the whiff.
Yeah.
Yes. That's going to get
real. If any joke sucks,
she'll fucking laugh.
She'll laugh. It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Wow. Already, it's not even starting up.
Damn, man. All right, so how are you doing? Wait, we've been through this, yes.
Yeah. Have a good couple weeks off, I hope.
It was nice to have a break, you know, take away from it, because it's nice to kind of, you know, reorganize yourself a little bit. But I was really looking forward to doing the show again. It's kind of addictive.
Yeah. Reverend Hammer goes, she isn't going to start hutting. No, Rev, that was Nanner. No, no, my wife never hutted, thank God.
Hutted?
Hutted.
You have to explain.
Okay.
For our faithful listeners.
Teabag. I told you about Teabag.
Teabag.
Teabag's ex-wife used to hut when she lapped. Now, Michelle would start her giggling.
Did they call us because he used to teabag?
No. Ganja. Weed.
Ah.
He always called his magical tea. So, anyhow, she would start her hee-hee-hee-ha-ha-ha at all of us.
Uh-huh.
And Nanner would sit there and go, hut! Hut! That's how she laughed.
You sure she wasn't just, like, starving for oxygen?
We are so sure. We are so sure, because, I mean, every single time. And yes,
it's like sounds like a lung cancer patient.
Yeah, it does. Lung cancer, you know, laces out. But
Jesus, it's Christopher Reeve at a comedy club.
I'd like to see him do soft shoe. Anywho.
You know what you do?
Huh?
Take a $20 bill, put it under your chin, you know, put your neck down. You know what that is?
What?
That's Christopher Reeve waiting for a table dance.
That's horrible. Oh, that's funny, though. Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, in case we didn't mention it before, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Yes, only at spankwagon.m3.net.
Yes, and which is only found at vftp.net.
That's right. And to give you a little bit of a little hint here, kind of a surprise, we are now working on plans to really promote the site.
Big time promotion.
We're actually pounding out everything right now.
Yep.
Which is all going to be viewer participatory.
Participatorian?
I'm like Don King. I can make it up. Only in America could you listen to some shit like this on the internet like this.
Internet like this. Not internet like that. Internet like this.
Right. Only in America.
Only in America.
Yeah. So we're actually going to work on that. So please stay tuned to the Spankwagon site to find out more.
Yes, definitely stay tuned to the site.
Yes. When speaking of staying tuned and seeing new shit on the site.
We have updates, finally.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the biggest update that, I mean, I almost wet myself. I was so happy to see. You've got new links.
I have links.
And we are definitely going into one of those links a little later. Maybe we're going to talk about a couple of them, because one of them completely...
Took you off guard.
It took me off guard, too.
I actually kind of looked at it, and I thought, who the hell is that? And I said, oh, I know who that is. And like, it was just kind of a boredom thing.
Yeah, someone...
I expected it to be a typical type, you know, pay site or something.
Yeah.
It was not.
So we'll get to that a little later.
Yes,
matter of fact,
yes.
Let me put that in.
On our to-do list.
Yes.
Yes.
And also, not just the fact that you have links, which I'm bowing to, of course, in a week you have to bring new links up anyway, but...
Yeah, it's new month.
Yeah, new month. But I actually also got a new blender for Brains Out. I'm actually cranking them out a little, so...
That is swell. So can we have a hint as to what the blender is?
Basically, the blender for Brains that I worked on was about Free Comic Book Day on May 4th.
Free Comic Book Day.
What?
Now, what exactly is Free Comic Book Day?
Well, I'm glad you asked there, Claude. What Free Comic Book Day is... On the 4th of May, comic book retailers and different publishers are literally giving away free comic books. You just go in the store.
What day is this?
May 4th. That's a Saturday.
Really?
That's a Saturday after Spider-Man opens at all theaters.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What it is, it's about 20 different titles, about a dozen different publishers. Basically,
so these are specific comics. I mean,
we're not talking to get rid of the barrel.
Oh,
we're
talking shit. No, I thought this was just free for all day.
No,
I could go and take what I want.
No. These are specific comic books that are just giving away for free. So these are specific comics. You just go in, you pick up.
So I take it you're going to be there.
I'm probably going to get a few free comic books. Yeah,
pick me up some Richie Rich.
That's not an option. If you want to know what free comic books they are giving away, it's freecomicbooks.com. Even easier then is to actually go and go to my website, and I have the links in the blender for Brains.
So this is like geek for sheltered latchkey kids.
Exactly. You know, the non-jocks.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have, though? I mean, you weren't a jock.
Actually,
so
no.
So what problem did you... Oh, wait, you're from L.A., so you had smog.
Tension, yeah.
Tension, yeah.
Racial
unjustified
tension.
Anger.
I went to a high school with 2,700 students, out of which 250 were white.
Ooh.
Yes, I know what discrimination and prejudice is, okay? I was the last black man to leave last white man to leave Los Angeles. So I know what it is to feel like a black man, you know.
You really fucked that up, but that was going so well.
Yes, I've even.
But, hey, you got links up. We'll focus back on the good.
Yes.
Links up. So we got links, blenders, site updates. which we're working on little things. We're still working on that Java chat.
Yeah, we're working on the Java chat.
If Angry Black Man wouldn't have figured, you know, he says, oh, I have that.
You know what? And we were all shit like, yeah. You know what happened? I went to the one site that I told you about before.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Sah.
Crap.
We'd actually like to go ahead and base kind of like a Java-based chat program.
That way we could quit using Yahoo, because we got a lot of people who can't get into this.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of listeners, including my mom, who actually have tried to say things because she's wanted to speak her mind on a lot of things, which you can't, since she couldn't get in. So yeah,
that ain't right.
Of course, I wonder how many listeners really are out there and can't hear us.
I don't know. Well, if they can't hear us, then we don't know, but. If they can hear us, but
they can't chat.
Yeah.
With us.
Well, I know I did put up a new poll. Not a poll, but I did put up a poll, by the way. But I put up a new counter. I decided to take the counter off of the mall because it was getting one hit a day. I'm like, well, this is kind of going to waste. So I reset everything, and I set up a new counter for Spankwagon. And so far, in 3 days, 30 some odd hits,
not
including reloads. So
not bad.
Yeah, Reverend, we're actually going to work on getting them into the power of IRC because I do want to focus things towards IRC.
Yeah, I really do kind of like IRC, but IRC also at the same time is a little pain in the ass.
It can be a pain in the ass, and what we're doing is we're actually looking for a Java client that actually interfaces between IRC and the web page.
Which the one does, because the Java client...
JChat, or JPilot.
Yeah, it's actually pre-programmed to go to a specific IRC chat room.
What are we going to be doing today?
Well, today, we have laid out for you right now our little get acquainted right now. It's our little howdy back to everybody. Yeah. It's a little howdy. Yeah.
Hi. How's it going?
Like we said, the whiff is here. And speaking of which,
by the whiff's request,
she is included in the show, which that means we had to change the show layout a little bit. So, we're doing two simple items of bad food. That's right.
Bad food.
Yes, let me just have everybody stay rest assured. We picked the best for this occasion.
We picked some of the very best. The ones that will induce facial spasms like you won't believe.
Yes. Yes.
But of course, the Whiff being a contributor to the audio show now.
At least in an audio sense.
In the sense of being our Glenn Humplink, you know, in the background type person.
Yeah, all she needs.
She brings us bad drink.
She brings us bad drink.
Passion fruit Kool-Aid. Desperate need of sugar.
Yes. She started bad food night off a little bit
too early
in our opinion, because we're like, yum.
This is after we had some cookies that are too old to live.
They're I'm sure they were good when they were made. These are peanut butter. It tastes like. She doesn't remember. It's been that long.
Mm.
These are the January cookies.
They've January cookies in a freezer, so they've turned freezer burn bland, but they're sugar.
Well, there's a hint of peanut butter. Imagine somebody cut in some peanut butter flavoring how can I put it here? Mucilage.
Mucilage?
Mucilage.
Mucilage.
And taste and texture.
Does that mean then we might be drinking Metamucil instead of passion fruit drink?
Quite possible. Yeah. That's not fruit, it's fiber.
You. Yeah, oh great, just what I need. I gotta go to work. No, I can't have that. Let's see, also do we have the bad food night? We have the Week in Geek, a brand new segment.
Week in Geek.
Brand new segment brought to us by Kilroy McFadden. You know, from the What I Wish I Didn't Know show and...
Iowa.
Well, out of the blue, Iowa. Well, duh, yes.
Yeah, that's given.
But... vftp.nut/Kilroy.
.net, not nut.
Yeah, exactly what you said.
/.nut sounds like some sort of neo Jeet Kune Do move. You must have /.nut.
It's like what? Squirrel karate, you know? Squirrel style! Anyhow.
But anyhow, the Weekend Geek.
Weekend Geek, yes. So it's going to be the first run tonight. So give us the feedback on that. By the way, if you want to give feedback, we got emails on the contributors part.
Emails!
Submit
to chat, the spank.
Chat.yahoo.com. Chat.yahoo.com. _radio.
That's right. You can talk to us now. Submit to the spank. Talk
submit to spank.
That's right.
Trust me, it's going to get
Reverend
better.
If Reverend Hammer can make it, so can you.
And we're pleased that Reverend Hammer can make it.
Yes.
We feel
that's
that
great.
He's special.
Because I think right now it's Florida, it's what, dawn?
Yeah, it's 3 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's 10:18 here, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, perhaps Reverend Hammer can tell us some, you know, interesting tales if he ever has some of Florida, such as Wicked Shuffleboard and Dead Refugees Washing
the
Shore.
Hey, yeah, the golf carts in the streets.
Yes.
And Miami Vice, is it real?
That's right.
Cigar boats racing cars.
Yeah.
Like those old Miami Vice episodes. You know, they'd be on the pier and the other cigar boat. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I just have this funny picture now. There's that one picture of him on the site. And what the hell is he in? A Taurus?
A what?
What kind of car is he in? Taurus or a Shadow, something like that. On your little cat and mouse.
Oh, me. Or Reverend Hammer.
Yes.
Mm.
What the hell is he driving in that?
Reverend Hammer?
Yeah. I picture
Reverend
him.
Hammer doesn't drive.
Really?
Reverend Hammer doesn't
drive. Because I just
picture
him in some kind of, you know, beater slinging around corners.
No, that's like his friend Pappy.
Pappy? You know a fucking dude named Pappy?
He's a young guy. He's not old. He's not old.
That shit sounds... You know what that shit sounds like to me? That sounds like some goddamn Petarac on IRC. Some motherfucker going, yeah, 16 female, Callie. So where are you from? Ah. Goddamn.
Well, Pappy drives so bad. I mean, I get motion sickness in cars. I get car sick.
Yeah.
If I don't have fresh cold air on me. But Pappy drove so reckless, my stomach was in the back seat. Mm-hmm. You know, my bladder was somewhere in the front seat.
So there's someone that you think you consider drives worse than me.
Much.
Not
much.
That I drive bad at all.
He actually brags the fact that, you know, he drove so bad to make me sick. He brags.
See, what was actually funny about it was Mark started to get car sick with me, and my DeLorean has toll booth windows.
Yes.
So it looked like somebody trying to give birth with his head trying to stick out through the toll booth.
So I had to get fresh air. And by the way, I'll say this for Reverend Hammer, because he says he wished Pappy was here right now. Hmm. If it's not live,
it's in the archive.
So you can always download this.
That's right. Spankwagon is now recorded.
Like it has been for the past few months.
It's the new technology of science.
It's the internet.
That's right. The miracle of the internet.
Yes.
Where else can you get such blatant commercialism other than the Super Bowl? I'm surprised they don't have banner ads during the Super Bowl.
You'd be surprised. You know, they show like, well, you look at any sports channel now, they have banner ads. Sports channels have banner ads because you'll have the show here, and at the bottom on the scroller, you'll see Viagra. I mean,
I will tell you right now.
Sick.
No. I can name one worse than that.
Southwest Airlines?
I can name one worse than that. Boxing. There's always some son of a bitch that has on his back written in magic marker, goldenpalace.com.
What's Golden Palace?
It's an online casino.
Figures.
I am not giving out a free prop to these people. I'm using them as an example. Don't go to their site. Fuck them, okay? They can felch me for all I care. I'm not going to like that. It's not an invitation because, you know, I'm straight and all. But let me tell you something. That is blatant fucking commercialism at its worst.
You know, I think Mr. T said it right. You know, don't put names and symbols on your shirt. Tape out the Adidas and put your own name on your shirt.
That's right, man.
And then he shows up in the next scene wearing an Adidas shirt.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Gotta love that.
Calvin Klein would wear it. Is that with your name on it? He's in the fucking Adidas jumpsuit, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Be somebody or be somebody's fool.
That's right. If you saw the Photoshop to that for the Valentine card, be my Valentine or be somebody's fool.
That was funny.
That's funny. That's actually links to those are obviously,
links
in the links. Yeah, the link to that is in the links, sort of, and that's one of our websites that we'll go over a little bit. There's a little bit of a revision for the link right there on that one particular website.
Yep. And yes, he's doing those 1-800 commercials. I love it. You see him doing the punching bag, and I'm like, yeah.
Who got hit? 1-800 collect.
And he uses the fool. He uses that pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
You know, the only thing, he's the only other time he used to say that. Only time he said that in the 80s.
Yeah.
Rocky. Rocky 3. Was it 3?
I don't know.
Fuck Rocky.
It's just associated with him.
Yeah.
It really is. To be honest right there, I would love to see Mr. T spread out. I'd love to see Mr. T do porn ads. I pity the fool that don't like young virgin whores. I'd love to hear that.
Could you see?
Call now. 1-800 Bukkake for you.
Yuck.
I love me some bukkake like I love my milk.
I don't know. No. Oh, sick.
If you know what that is, you know that was a pretty nasty fucking reference at that point.
Wait. How did we think about starting a new cult here at Spankwagon?
Yes.
Completely non-religious, of course, but it's the cult of the obscure reference.
Yes.
You know, if you get one of our jokes, and you're the only one that you know that got one of our jokes,
yes,
you are part of the cult of the obscure reference.
Yes, basically, just there is such off-the-wall shit, you know. Like, it was very interesting. We've gotten so bad now. We've gotten as carbonated as Fatty Arbuckle.
See, and the only way I could think you know about Fatty Arbuckle is you read it in the book. Fear and Loathing Las Vegas. And then looked it up.
Actually, no. That's not totally true. To be honest, I actually saw that first on Hollywood Babylon with Tony Curtis.
Really?
Yes. That was actually a show on VH1 during its period of trying to break away from MTV and but do programming the same.
Oh.
And they had a whole reenactment of that thing. That was interesting.
Of what thing?
The Fatty Arbuckle scandal. And you don't even know what it is, do you?
Not a clue.
Okay, quick rundown. Fatty Arbuckle signed a contract with MGM, and the guy from MGM didn't want to pay him, so he said, fuck him, we're going to get him out of the contract, but he couldn't legally do it. So what he did was he paid a girl to go ahead and say that, to sleep with him, say he raped her. Okay, but what happened is she needs protection, she got pregnant, so she went up to San Francisco to go to an abortion doctor, and the abortion doctor botched it, and she died from loss of blood.
Jesus.
So they blamed it on him, and that's how his career in Hollywood got ruined, all because Louis B. Mayer wanted to break contract. I told you Louis B. Mayer, which is another little obscure reference, is a fucking asshole.
Which, of course, if you check in our archive,
you know exactly what he's talking about. But that's the quick rundown of Fatty Arbuckle.
That's an interesting and very fast rundown. I'll have to look that up online on Google.
Yes.
Either that or next month for our links, include a Fatty Arbuckle information site or something.
Well, is one link going to have to be to something obscure we talk about?
Well, I want to learn, and I figure if you can find the link, I can learn about one of your references.
Fine. We must be educational, too.
Yes.
Hey, that's an idea. Hmm. Keep that in mind. Must be educational.
Must be educational.
Write that down for future Spankwagon plans.
Oh, yeah.
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 Must be educational. Must be educational. Show community content.
Community content.
That's right. That's right. Soon I'll be famous.
Yeah, locally.
I'm going to be on ZDNet one day.
That'll be funny. That wasn't a cue to laugh. God, that's depressing.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like getting laughed at something about being famous.
I'm going to be famous. Yeah, I'm like sitting here and the room's all getting fuzzy and wavy, man. I'm hearing harps and stuff going, yeah, hot tubs and women. And all of a sudden I get grounded by the,
the laughter.
Yeah.
That's great. That's humbling.
So you got your master's degree, huh? Is it legitimate, or was it one of the ones you pay for?
Well, I paid for it, but yes.
Well, you have to pay for education.
That's what I'm talking about. For like $400, I could get a master's degree, too. Let me put it this way. Is it an accredited degree? Yeah? Because you got credit for it. I knew it. It's a fake one.
Yeah.
She's not teaching kids.
No, she's not. She's actually running a sweatshop. That's why they're putting her out in a trailer.
That's what you're doing with the blanket. Dude. That wasn't done by you. Look what the kids did today. Mittens and booties.
Multicolored booties.
I'm telling you, you know what's going to happen? She's going to start making those when you get kids. She's going to tie them together and hang them off the rearview mirror.
Screw that, not in my vehicle.
It's going to be all fucking over. It's going to be the equivalent of pine tree air fresheners in your fucking truck.
I like the pine tree air freshener truck.
Fuck, when they're dead, take them down. You take them down, you replace them. You don't, dude, you don't fucking add. You don't make a pine tree forest in there. You are not hiding fucking bodies.
Hey, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, that's my thing, and I'm sticking to it, okay? Now, you're talking about those booties. The first thing that came to my mind was the Mexican pom-poms around the inside of a car interior. Yeah.
Those are called dingle balls.
Dingle balls. So little booties instead of dingle balls all around the interior of a car.
That's right, because you're going to own an El Camino.
No, I will not own an El Camino.
You look like the El Camino type.
There was a proper place to laugh.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Hey, I think it both caught us off guard. Remind That's me, why we froze.
Remind me, for future plans, community content, educational content, separate mic with gain control. There we go. All right.
You know what? Once I get a little bit of cash that I can spend on this, I could probably get a new mixing board and get some actual professional mics.
That's right. That's right, you're going on vacation. You're going to San Francisco and going to get a convertible and going to go to Chinatown and wine country because your wife wants to go to the wine tasting because she loves to drink because she's a college girl.
Exactly. That's right. Like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon right there is why take any vacation.
Yeah, for alcohol,
just
free
for
alcohol.
Yeah, the free alcohol for the wine taste testing.
Your wife's going to be like just a spider monkey crawling all over the car.
She is. When she gets drunk, and I'll say this from experience, I was trying to drive home and she was trying to play with the mirror controls on my side of the car. And I'm driving home 55 miles an hour. Granted, I was speeding, but I'm still, I shouldn't be pushing my drunk-ass wife away going, honey, I'm driving.
Why didn't you put her in the backseat?
Oh, yeah, right where she could be behind me and play peekaboo? No, not a good idea.
Well, you got a big trunk.
Yeah, but it has those safety latches. You know, those safety latches where you hit it.
You take it off.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Of course, that... Okay, obscure reference to people who are not in Vegas, and I'm just mentioning this here. Remember the kid that died in the trunk of that car last year?
Yeah.
Do you know what that car was the exact same model and make as our car?
Yeah, I know.
He had two ways to get out of that trunk. The trunk latch actually, has an emergency latch, and then the back seat has an emergency button.
By the way, you know why that didn't work?
Idiot. Kid?
Yes. They did a study on that, and the handles glow in the dark. And kids see the green glowing, and they're afraid of it. And they won't touch it.
Oh, dear God.
That's the truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, your children are fucking stupid. And there doesn't look to be much hope left for you two either.
The fact that we have a teacher laughing at us, condemning kids to the world of stupidity.
Yeah.
Oh!
You teach poor brown kids, though.
Poor brown? Oh, man. I thought I went for the tasteless reference. Yeah, but...
Albinos?
No, Bosnians.
Bosnians.
So?
No, I'm kidding. No racial thing in there.
No.
I hate all people. I mean, I love all people equally.
You hate them all. You know it.
Basically. So. I don't like anybody.
Hey, folks. We're going to go ahead and cut into our first break.
First break.
Lucky you. We'll go and play some tunage. Yeah. Some music. While you chew on some chips. But, folks, we'll be back in a little bit. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spankwagon.m3.net. And, boy, that cookie is a little hard.
That cookie's probably very hard. I'll catch y'all in a little bit.
Let it go.
we're back. I'm going to take you down next Saturday night at the Thunderdome.
Thunderdome.
Sunday.
Wait, he said Saturday.
Sunday. Swap meet Sunday. Come see the big truckster.
Spankwagon Radio
is back online. And guess what? We're doing a little tribute to our past right here. Rather than dedicate an entire show, it is funny, man, but it gets wearing out. We're going ahead and do a little quick tribute to get everybody back in the mood and the swing of things. And now, since we have Mark's wife that's going to participate, it's...
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. It's Bad Food Segment. That's right. Bad food.
Bad food.
Bad food.
All right. Folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Bad Food Segment will begin. Oh, I think we got a leak on one of the bags.
I don't know which one.
That one.
Yeah, it's
that
big.
Yeah, definitely
it's
that
fine.
One.
It's fine. Just sweep it on the carpet.
Yeah, well, you know.
Anyhow.
Feed it to the cat. I'm watching me have a heart attack.
It's smaller than a testicle, bigger than a peanut. What in the hell could it possibly be?
It's Saladitos. That's spelled S-A-L-A-D-I-T-O-S. What is this? This is a dried, salted prune. This is actually a favorite. Ray Rodriguez tells me how much he enjoys these.
He loves these things.
And Mrs. Trincher. We'll get to be the first one to try. But let's go over the nutrition facts, shall we?
No, let's hold that off to the end, actually.
The end.
I would
Let me carefully open this. So much for careful.
I have a blade. I have a
big-ass blade. We get to hold on to that, because that is ingredients. And you've got a knife, so we will cut the bag open, and hopefully not my finger. Or, that's it's open.
There you go.
Although I'm sure it already was, because it was spilling all over the floor.
Okay, so, because she's new to this...
She gets to go first, and we get to see her general reaction.
You must remember, these are plums.
No, don't do it yet.
Not yet, no. You have to suck on this. Put the whole thing in. Don't taste with your tongue. You have to suck on it.
Do you know how bad I am at that?
Yeah, sucking on it. I could say something, but I'm not good.
Go ahead.
I'm really bad about putting things I don't like in my mouth. You have to realize that.
Which is why your marriage is in trouble. Please continue.
And she doesn't like sushi.
Here we go.
Okay.
Suck on it.
You're next to the basket. You're safe. You're fine. Go ahead and do it. You can do it.
And you must close your mouth, too, when it's in there. Don't be afraid.
She's afraid, folks.
If you don't do it, you can never be on the show again.
Ever.
Is that a plus or a minus?
You have to suck on it.
Suck it on a little. You can spit it out anytime unless you really like it.
You like it?
Chew a little.
Chew it. Chew.
She just sucked on the salt.
Chew it. You have to chew it.
Take a chew.
You said I just put it in my mouth.
Yeah, well, we change the rules. Chew it.
It's our show. We can change them at any good time.
I hate you.
Now chew it.
It's hard. I can't.
Oh, shit, I forgot there's seeds in that.
Yes, they are. Okay. Shall we?
Yeah.
That is salt.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
It's salted.
Wait. Rattle it.
And there's a prize inside.
It's like, yeah, you chew through, you win
antibiotics.
Nitro pills. Because we are eating salted plums. Saladitos.
Are you ready?
You go first because you ended up almost spitting on me last time.
There you go.
How is it?
Awesome.
He made a noise. And he's salivating. Remember, we got passion fruit. We got bad drink. Wash it out with bad drink. Try not to get into my carpet.
Ah, God. Fuck.
Okay. Are you okay?
Oh, shit. Fuck. Like licking road salt and then washing it down with antifreeze.
Ew.
Remember, I sucked and chewed on. You gotta do the same.
Baby.
I did the same, too.
Okay.
Suck on it. Suck it.
It's all salt.
Take a drink. Quick. Take a drink.
Oh, no. That's awful. Oh, that's horrible. We're all sort of spitting out here, you know.
Now, let's read the ingredients. This is why I want to save it. I didn't want the whiff to get scared.
It's all salt.
Something like that, yes.
Here, actually, have the whiff read it.
Read the sodium content.
Okay, here's what it says. read it out loud.
Yeah, out loud.
Yourself.
Total fat, 1 gram. Let's see. You're supposed to have 8 pieces in a serving. How anyone can eat 8 pieces of this is beyond me. There are 35 calories in this. 1 gram of fat, 0.5 grams of saturated fat. Cholesterol, 0%. Sodium, 294%.
Of your daily allowance.
Of your daily allowance, boys and girls. 294%. That's amazing.
No, that's disgusting.
It's just amazing to me that you can put that much salt on anything.
Yeah.
But apparently, that's all I tasted, so I was correct.
There was no plum in there. There was all salt.
It was all salt.
Basically, yes. Next up. No, where are you going? You're not...
Ah, yes. Bacon Coca. Remember I was telling you? He's the dude that did that.
Bacon.
The Oreo cookies with Cheez Whiz.
God.
It's pretty decent. Yeah. It was one of those ones you wanted to be sick, but it wasn't. Salt off my desk here.
Growling.
Ew.
No. Don't pick shit out of the garbage can. It's covered with slobber.
Did your parents teach you better?
Nutrition
labeling.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. You're opening with your teeth. You said you had to. And don't spit the plastic out in my room. No. No, get your knife. We're not going to have that one ever again. Bam! Potato chips all over the place. Is that you that did that?
No, it wasn't me.
Get you straight and this way. Thank you. All right. These are...
We took label away.
Oh.
Hold on.
No, that's the sauce.
Cajutes japoneses con chile. Japanese peanuts with chili.
Japanese peanuts with chili. And they look like peanuts. They look like M&M's that... Like, got radiated.
And they look like Japanese people after Hiroshima.
Yes.
Why? Quiv?
Oh, the whiff goes first.
The what goes first?
Not the quiff, the whiff.
I think so.
So. Okay.
All right, here
Japanese
goes.
Peanuts with chili powder.
And I have to chew.
Yes.
You have to
chew.
Do the same as before. If you can swallow, that'd be a bonus. For once.
Which is why you'd be mad. Chew.
Oh, I heard it. I heard the crunch. She can't spit it out!
Oh my god!
She can't spit it out! It owns her! Oh, damn, god.
It's like, that's not bad. Like on the point of near vomit on the floor.
She just took another one. She really liked them. Okay.
They're stale. Yeah. They're stale. Fuck.
Well, of course they're stale. These have been sitting in my thing since last bad food show. And he's who knows how long he's been sitting on the shelf. He's like a cat working a hairball out. He's
hot,
digging and spitting.
God, I'm taking it out of my teeth. Chew it. It's not very good.
No, it's just so stale. I think if they weren't stale, they'd be a little bit better.
Hot. I should have got those chili pops.
Okay, I'm dumping them out. Anybody?
Dude, it burns on the side of your mouth.
Remind me when I take out the trash to take it out with the whole bag. Last time I spilled all over after we did a bad food show.
Go grab another one.
What?
Go grab another bad food item.
Oh, this will be a surprise bad food. Neither of us will know what's going on.
Unless you're not sure, bring the bag.
Grab one item.
Yeah.
Mm. I gotta wash my mouth out. I don't like chili.
Oh, God. Fucking star fruit shit. Here, have a cookie. You'll get the taste out.
A cookie?
Yeah.
A stale cookie?
Yeah.
So, we're going to do one more bad food.
Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to enjoy some stale cookies.
Very stale cookies.
Oh, you should eat the burn ones. I'm sure they're good. It's funny as these are cookies we had before our business trip to Unfabulous for
During.
Dinner. During, that's right. Which was very funny because a very interesting story behind this is Mark calls me. Bring, bring. Phone rings. Like, what? He's like, hey, dude, my wife sent me cookies. Come on over. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, we get excited about cookies.
Open the box. Cookies! They were hard as a fucking
hard
rock.
Hard as a rock because they went through U.S. mail.
Yes, slow as a snail.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, man.
Well, the general rule of thumb, as I eat a cookie and everybody's here. The general rule of thumb is if you're mailing from Vegas to the rest of the world, it takes 7 days. I don't know why. 7 days. We have... irony.
Yeah.
An item we thought we were originally going to pick. Oh, we've got the Fruit Whippet.
Yum.
So, Fruit Whippet is another one. And Rachel's Assorted Chocolates.
Fuck.
This doesn't look good. These are all of our items. This is the one that had the super stale white peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's more. And those will come for another day.
We're actually going to add to those, too.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to actually... I'm going to go next time. That way I can get a kind of a balance of things I would like to get grossed out at.
You know, I was saying I was going to do Mexican chicken and waffles.
Mexican chicken waffles?
Yeah, like churros and El Pollo Loco.
Oh. Ew. I hate the El Pollo Loco commercials. That stupid bird. Okay. Someone take a piece of chocolate. Your choice. The Whiff
actually,
grabs
break,
white
break
chocolate.
Off, break piece off. We'll share it all.
I don't want to share all this.
It's good for you. It comes from fresh Lebanese mountains.
Fresh Lebanese. So you guys are going to try your own. I'm going to try this. Oh, God. It's gooey.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. We're all going to do this. And try not to spit on each other, folks. Wow. That's not chocolate. That's
God.
Wax.
Fuck. I want to try some more, but never mind.
No. No. Not worth trying. That's sick.
Ah. Yeah. Fuck, Matea.
He just lost it. Claude lost it on air again.
Ah, shit stuck in my molars, dude.
Hey, have some. You want to now try the fruit whip?
Yeah, let's try some fruit whip.
All right, let's first take a look at the fruit whip because I want to make sure we're not going to kill each other. But it is pasteurized for my safety.
Means it's French.
Hmm. By some guy named Louis. As much calcium as milk.
There is a little bit of me in all of it.
Delicious non-dairy fruit smoothie made from juice, concentrate, and soy.
So yum.
Soy. We had our experience with soy in that last one.
Fucking stale-ass soy nuts.
Soy nuts. Okay, so shake well. Looks to be well shook. I watch you, like, go with that and zing it.
Not the window.
So, right. It's well shook.
All right.
Shake me!
Even says shake me. For stupid ass people.
Pretty, you know what? Pretty good labeling, though. Out of all the things, I think this has some of the most realistic labeling that you might actually find in a legitimate store. So we're going to pop open it up. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
There we go. Take a whiff. That smells more like shaving, like aftershave lotion.
That's odd.
Yeah, it smells like aftershave lotion.
Yeah,
it's probably fermented.
Oh, God. You're
give it to the expert of alcohol.
That smells alcoholic, I'm going to tell you that.
Chug.
Chug.
She sips. What's your verdict?
It's fine.
I say it smells like aftershave.
Well, tell us.
Oh, God,
terrible. Does it taste like a man should?
Hey, this is the best.
Really, you've been using Semenex?
This is the best a man can get.
I'll laugh my ass off if you one day get even with her and you buy cherry.
I'm afraid this shit will come out red. You're still having a problem with that smell. It doesn't taste too bad. It's just bland. Very bland.
How can I put this to you people? Oh, God.
The aftertaste got him.
It's very metallic-y, like I'm licking a lid.
Mm. And the lid's in my hand.
Oh, fuck.
So let's just put that lid back on where it's safe.
How can I describe it to you people at home?
Sick.
Imagine a shitty lemon Otter Pop.
Okay. But I like Otter Pops.
Diluted.
Ew. You mean like the end of the Otter Pop when it's all spit?
And ice, yes. And it's... You left it there in the summer heat to melt.
Ew! That is sick. Very sick. Are we dumping the cookies? It's up to you. I'm getting put on the spot.
You're getting put on the spot, dude.
Well, are you going to eat them or not?
Probably not.
Well, I was going to have one, but never mind.
Yeah, speak up with the lady out of that?
Yeah.
Pick it out of there? No. Don't think so.
Yum, the colostomy grab bag, yes.
You never know what you're going to put your hand into. Corn!
Could be cheese, could be carrots.
Why is it always carrots? It's always carrots. So, bad food. Thank you. So let's give a round of applause here to the Whiff, who was brave enough to try this with us.
And if you like that, we're going to get some more stuff for you.
Yeah, we'll have more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the near beer
again. Wait, you have soda? Is that what you just said? We have sodas.
No.
Can we get soda for the bad food stuff? So I have something to wash it down with?
Oh, no. I thought you liked star food.
I thought you liked this. You brought it to us.
You bought it.
Why'd you bring it to us?
To get rid of it.
Oh. Yeah. So we're drinking the bad stuff to help get rid of the bad stuff.
That's great, yes.
Yuck. So anyhow. Ew.
Still, I'm cringing at the taste of that fucking after lemon.
Yeah, that lemon stuff was not the best. Like I said, it smelled worse than it tasted, though. It smelled much worse than it tasted. So let's move on, shall we? We got a few more minutes before we got to take another break.
Yes.
Cover some of our geek news.
Yes, we have a good amount of news.
Good amount of news. A lot of stuff happening in the past couple weeks that that we kind of, you know, didn't get to broadcast right away because we took our hiatus.
Correct, correct. Local news here. Nevada is getting a new license plate.
The stupidest idea that I feel is ever... No. Dumb license plate.
My mother wants to get one because she thinks it would look cool. I don't know. I'm still kind of... I still have political convictions about it. It's a plate to honor the Nevada test site.
Mm-hmm.
It has a mushroom cloud and the theory of relativity stamped on it.
Not to mention an atom, like a neutrino or whatever. I think they call them neutrinos.
Atomic model.
What is...
You raise your... And the quiff...
The quiff. You're never... You're going to get... Ooh, she almost hit you, dude.
She has a question.
Yes. She rose her hand even, like a good little school teacher. Oh, she has the mini bat.
And she has wood.
Careful with the ceiling fan.
And she has wood.
She has wood.
Your whiff? Mrs. Trencher, yes.
That works.
Okay. My question is, aren't we the same people who are fighting to keep nuclear waste out of us?
Ah, why? Yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
So why didn't we put a freaking mushroom cloud for nuclear
waste? Well, it's for the preservation of past nuclear.
Yes, past. It's supposed to symbolize our history and the development of this waste.
Yeah. I think basically they're trying to sell it to people so it'll be a cool-looking license plate.
And not to mention cool-looking license plate, but also to cause, I think, a softening to the whole dump thing.
Possibly.
I agree with that.
Now, to be honest with you, I am totally against the dump. I don't think it should be here. And
Reverend thinks it's a wonderful idea. I don't.
You don't fucking live here. Thank you. By the way, that'll be your nuclear waste here.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Kiss my ass on that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I had a nice little rant about that.
We'll get to those later.
I'm telling you right now.
Uh-oh,
no, I'm just going to be the quick rant.
Okay,
let me tell you. I think it's fucked up that we're going to have to take this waste. I'm not going to be some sellout pussy Californian who moved to Nevada and wants to call themselves a Nevadan because they can't pronounce my goddamn state name right, okay? However, I think if this shit goes through, I think if we're having to take every other state's nuclear waste, they need to take our homeless. I want to make Nevada a no low-class state.
That's interesting.
Anybody who's homeless will immediately be moved out. Life-sustaining activities will be deemed illegal within the state borders. Anybody who's a convicted drug user, abuser, trafficker, or seller should not be allowed within our borders. We should expand our black book on the gaming control board to include these people as undesirables, not just in our gaming establishments for that. Now, you tell me something. Does that sound outrageous? If so, how more outrageous is that than putting nuclear waste in my backyard?
Well, I think I mentioned this earlier when we were discussing this.
Either your wife has the hand or she's proud she shaved.
Or both. Or both. But one thing I got to say is the fact that, you know what? What we would gain, or excuse me, what we would lose by property value within waste coming in, we might actually gain with the homeless getting out.
Yeah. Kill the poor.
Send them all to fucking Iowa. No, I will... The problem with sending homeless to Iowa happened before when they tried to do the IBP thing. They were trucking in homeless people off the streets.
What exactly is IBP?
Iowa Beef Packers. I think there's actually another name for it for other places that it's at, but it's a beef packing. It's the people that, you know, butcher the livestock and package it and send it off to other places.
So basically what they do is their meat processing.
Bingo.
They slaughter cattle, disembowel them, and quarter them.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now what they did, though, is they needed more people because anybody with an education in Iowa, anybody with a decent ability to make their own livelihood will never work at IBP. It's one of those places you'll just never work at. Okay? Now, what they were doing, they realized, one, they were running out of... You know, IBP, Iowa's biggest problem, yes. They ran out of people locally in Waterloo to really hire to bring there, in Charles City, Iowa, to bring in to do these jobs. So they brought in homeless from South Carolina, Florida, a couple other places down there, Mississippi, Louisiana. The problem is, they put him on this Howard Johnson. And within, I think it was a month that they were all there, the Howard Johnson had to go left. They said, fuck it. Because they got tired of the vandalism, they got tired of the drugs, the alcohol, the prostitution, everything that picked up in that one little place. A simple little 100-room hotel. And not even a hotel, excuse me, 100-room motel. Mm-hmm. So it literally destroyed, you know, that.
Interesting. And you know what? I say, fuck the homeless.
It was so fucked up. 2020 even did an article or everything on it. They took a whole hour-long episode to basically chew out and lambast.
That is quite interesting.
Yeah, it was a bad issue.
But here's the problem with Claude's proposal.
What's the problem?
Why on earth would an educated person come to Nevada and live in Las Vegas knowing that an hour away is an incredible place? The educated people are going to be...
As well as the homeless.
They're not going to die.
To be honest with you, I don't think that's going to be the case.
I do.
I understand. I'm not challenging you personally. No, don't think it that way.
No,
I understand. What I'm saying is, I think there's going to be a lot of things where people are like, no, well, I'm going to leave and blah blah blah. This, I think, to be perfectly honest with you, you're going to find that there is going to be a small exodus, but it will be nothing compared to our influx.
You know what?
People will not stop moving to Nevada.
People have like this instinct to move west, and I agree, but you know what? They'll skip over us, or they'll start moving. Phoenix will boom out even more than already.
Phoenix has the option to boom out? Yeah, they might.
I mean,
nobody is going to skip over us. Nobody's going to go to fucking Utah.
No, and I don't think anybody will skip over us to go to California anymore. You know, but I think that, in all honesty, there is a lot of bravado of people saying, well, I'm not going to stay, but I think we will see a bigger exodus than I even think you're predicting.
That's if they ship the nuclear waste.
Yeah. I mean, we won't even know for 10 years, supposedly.
Yeah. So, in 10 years, when they start shipping it, it would not surprise me if
people... Fair statement.
That is a possibility right there.
Going uphill.
To be perfectly honest with you, Reno is another nuclear waste transport. And yes, nuclear waste is coming from all sides. Nuclear waste is going to influx everywhere. Nuclear waste is going to influx across... according to what I've seen right there, nuclear waste is going to drive by my house. They're not going to go through the spaghetti bowl. That's why they're completing what's called the Beltway up by my house. They're going to drive nuclear waste by my house to get up to Mercury.
You know, the interesting thing is, and I'll say this for the other states, you know, the other states, one of the problems they're having is we don't want to truck it through our state.
That's actually been a big thing, too. I think that can actually help us in the meantime. Kenny Gwynn will not back it up. Kenny Gwynn, in honesty, yes, he is. But he did say one thing that's honest. He's saying, I can't make that kind of a statement because I won't be governor in 10 years by the time, if it goes through, we'll see it. But the governor of South Carolina has said, and it's May 29th, nuclear waste is going through South Carolina to go to a temporary repository. And what he said is they will not allow it in. The governor said he will lay down on the road. They'll have to kill him to get a truck through. They're already having the highway patrol and the state troopers in South Carolina prepared to set up barricades. They will stop all traffic coming in, if need be, to stop nuclear waste from entering the state. I think it's not just... Nobody wants it. Everyone wants to send it to Nevada. The other problem is, too, that they're going to do... Another ship mode that they want to?
Mm.
You think, yeah, okay, it's safe, but then you think, holy fucking shit, it's not. They want to move it by barge.
No, I've seen too many barge accidents. I've seen too many river accidents.
Mm-hmm. The DOE says it's safe, and it's not going to happen.
The DOE is in someone's pocket.
Let me tell you something. What happened with the cask right there? They had a certain level for these casks. Said, mm-hmm. Oh, this is acceptable radiation. DOE couldn't make a cask that was acceptable, so they lowered their standards to say, oh, it's approved.
Yep.
That's how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck nuclear waste. Nuclear waste is going to be stopped. I have full confidence in that. To be honest with this, with that shit right there, people who do that, people who say they're going to move out of Nevada because of that, that's an empty promise to me. I'll believe it when I see
when
it happening.
See it. Well, getting back to the empty promises, I'll get back to that here in a little bit once we get done with our break.
Go ahead.
So let's go ahead. We're going to cut to a break.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to recover and kind of... You know, find some like toothpaste to eat. And we'll be back in a little bit, folks. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.n3.net. You have been joined so far by myself, Trencher,
By me, I'm called Balls.
And by the wonderful wife, Mrs. Trencher, or Mrs. Trencher. So, we're, yeah, the whiff. So we're going to catch you back here in a moment.
And if Trench dies, it's a future wife of Tip.
Yes, future wife of Tip.
No!
God damn, that was loud. Hey, folks, we'll be back in just a moment. We're taking a short break.
We'll be back.
Spankwagon Audio.
Precise!
Spankwagon Audio.
Do it!
I have an excellent idea. And we're back.
We're back, alright.
Yeah.
Okay, our next guest on the show is Mike Hawk.
Meaty phallus.
Meaty phallus. Hey, folks. Welcome back. Spankwagon Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Heading into probably our second hour here.
That's right.
So, We're still alive, and we've got the bad food pretty much taken care of out of our palate.
Bad food is gone here. We're going to continue on with the news.
News. Other things I found interesting, actually. A lot of this news is stuff I put together. Over the last 2 weeks, we saw probably one of the most pathetic things since OJ. And it was in the same vein. Robert Blake, the actor who played on,
Beretta.
Not Bullet or anything like that, as everybody was saying.
No,
Beretta, and he played in some westerns and some other TV shows, but most known for Beretta and The Parrot. He was arrested last week for the murder of his wife.
Yes.
Enough proof was found that they arrested him, and they said, hey, you did it.
Now, what I do know about the story was, quick run through right there, him and his wife went out to a restaurant, he took her to the car, he told her to wait in the car, he forgot his handgun inside the restaurant. With his jacket that he, or not his jacket, he left a handgun on the table that he carries with him for protection.
Because supposedly he's been stalked. And
yeah. So he goes back, gets a handgun, comes back, wife is shot and dead. That's the story he gives.
Mm-hmm.
But now the DA has found enough evidence to prosecute.
Yep. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to prosecute him.
That's interesting.
And we'll see how this goes. Because, I mean, with the whole...
Ow!
Yeah, that desk will pinch you.
No, I hit my elbow on a goddamn...
funny bone.
Fucking...
But, yeah. So, basically... He was, you know, he was arrested, and what I saw on Fox was sad. I don't know if any of you remember when O.J., I remember specifically when O.J. was arrested.
You mean Orenthal James Simpson?
O.J. Simpson, yes.
Yes, and he was the one who was black.
Yes, he was black. He even played football, hence he was a black athlete.
Which he's still a black athlete because he now
plays
golf.
Golf all the time, yes, with... money he doesn't really have. I figured that one out.
That's right, because Fred Goldman has it all.
Yeah.
And his lawyers.
And that, and, you know, his lawyers and, you know, the Goldmans and the fact that, you know, his video sales have not been all what he expected.
Yeah.
Who knew? But I watched on Fox News.
Fox News.
Well, everybody thought it was a car chase. First, you watch, they have the helicopter overhead. I actually was MSNBC. I'm sorry, not Fox News.
MSNBC.
MSNBC. Because it was an NBC affiliate copter. It was KNBC.
Yes,
in
which
LA.
Is the station up there.
Mm-hmm, main station. Now, they were overhead, overhead his house, watching him get arrested, take it to this white cop car. It was a white Ford Crown Victoria.
This is O.J. Simpson.
No. This is Robert Blake.
Robert Blake.
They were watching Robert Blake get arrested, put in
the
white cop car.
So you're saying in the style of O.J. Simpson.
Very much so.
Ah, okay. I see now.
So much so, It wasn't a car chase. There was no chase. But that copter stayed on that car going onto the freeway, mm-hmm. off the freeway, into the precinct. The entire
very
drive,
big news in Los Angeles.
Half an hour. Half an hour mm-hmm. more.
Yes.
I thought that was pathetic.
That's Los Angeles. You have to remember.
We've talked about the car chases before.
News out there is entertainment. If there's nothing to report, the news people will be out of business.
Yeah.
They have to almost make news up at some point.
But the fact that they followed that cop car, it wasn't in a high-speed pursuit. It wasn't in a chase. It wasn't stolen, carjacked, or Robert Blake wasn't fighting
inside. He'd actually surrendered peacefully.
He very much surrendered peacefully. He didn't fight it. He was all go with it. They handcuffed him, and they took him away. It was all cool. Everything was great. Spiffy, even.
Spiffy.
Well, needless to say, they had to show this, and they showed it in entirety, and that kind of makes sense.
Well, remember, it's L.A., it's Hollywood, they need entertainment.
See, and Reverend even said here, Pappy and I were watching that live on Larry King. Why did they have to cover the vehicle? I don't know. Nothing would have happened.
I just told you, it's L.A.,
I know,
entertainment.
It's L.A.,
that's it.
It's entertainment.
It makes sense.
You know,
because
you're an expert.
I'm from Hollywood.
You're from Hollywood.
Literally.
So, yes. Let's see, other things. Oh, tragic death, another death. First, we lost Robert Urich. Cheerful news for a death. I didn't see you at a funeral. Yeah, he bit the big one.
That's right. The first three letters in funeral are fun.
Fun, yes. Yeah. We put the fun back in funeral.
A little sticker on the side of the coffin. I'd rather
Robert
be
Urich died of cancer. Okay.
Robert Urich. Dan
Robert
Tana.
Urich. You know, he died. Dan Tana. Made famous. No, poor stuff on my. No. So, no. So.
Dan Tana's dead.
Dan Tana's dead. Drank all his milk, lost his hair, died.
Yeah, man.
Lisa Lopez.
Lisa Lopez.
Left Eye from the group TLC.
TLC.
Yeah,
she was brown, too.
Yes, she was. How very observant of
yes.
you. She even had this little patch underneath her left eye to accentuate her nickname.
Which actually, if you've ever seen the early videos.
Was a condom.
Yes.
Condom in the glasses.
First one I ever saw was Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that Fear of a Black Hat fucking hat on. It was more like headgear.
Yikes.
So, no, I actually know TLC.
Ooh, wow. L.A. needs to fall in the ocean like the turd it is.
Oh, yeah, L.A. does not, and hopefully they'll take all the Californians with it.
At least Southern Californians.
Yeah.
We got a couple deaths there, but she died in, I want to say Central America.
Honduras.
In a car accident where she was the only one that died. Eight people in the vehicle, and she's the dead one.
Yes. Others were seriously injured, but not critical.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder if she really even had a seatbelt on.
I'm going to say no. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that, you know.
She was driving. And mm-hmm. I honestly don't know details. I've heard different reports. And the one report that I've heard the most, excuse me, was actually that she was trying to pass a slower vehicle and got hit head on by another one. But mm-hmm. that don't make sense to me.
Especially on a two-lane road in the middle of the mountains. I mean, she was on a mountain road in Honduras. But who knows? She died. So a couple deaths there in Hollywood. It's kind of keeping the thing going with Hollywood deaths.
Yeah, she don't want no scrubs, man. But that's what they had to do, man.
Scrape her spatula. She smeared her lipstick all the way down the hill.
Along with her lips.
Cheekbones.
Yeah. There was I am working on, becoming a medium. And, I'm talking to the dead. And there was actually a big uproar in heaven. What happened was Mother Teresa was by the Pearly Gates and with St. Peter, and Lisa Lopez came up, and Mother Teresa threw a hissy fit. Mother Teresa turned to St. Peter and goes, "Why the hell is it? I'm a saintly person. I'm in Calcutta working with lepers, etc., etc., yada, yada, yada." And she comes up here, and she's immediately got a halo, and St. Peter told her, "No, it's not a halo, goddammit. It's a steering wheel."
Ouch. Tasteless. Ouch.
Then my Ouija board lost contact.
And your Ouija board lost contact. That's probably a good thing. A couple other things I've noticed. You and I are kind of ubiquitous to this, or we don't really notice this much, but Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme!
Way too much sugar, way too sweet. I can eat one and be full.
Quite literally,
we have them around here. We have them in casinos. We have them in gas stations. We have them everywhere. They open up a Krispy Kreme up in Twin Cities, Minnesota.
And Twin Cities,
Twin
Minnesota.
Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Minneapolis and St. Paul were the home of the Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
And obese people.
Yeah, very.
They all look alike.
Brown people, too. So, but they're mostly Indian. Anyhow.
Not
that kind of Indian.
Oh, you would, you would.
Yeah, exactly.
Take my daughter for your cow.
Do you know how to fly a plane?
I need my Slurpee.
Building.
Bitch, what is my daughter?
Yes.
Look, no, thank you. I need airplane lessons, but don't know how to land. No.
Yes, don't need to know how to land.
Okay, so they opened up a Krispy Kreme in Twin Cities.
People started lining up at about 3 in the morning to wait for it to be open at 7. Hmm. 4 fucking hours for a donut.
Interesting.
People were getting like dozens of donuts at a time. Now, I know the Krispy Kreme system, they can pump out the donuts.
Yes, because you can actually see them.
Mm-hmm.
The big machine.
You can actually watch them, but I guess it's just me. I mean, that's like waiting in line for a Starbucks out here. It doesn't make sense. Out here, though, I never knew about Krispy Kreme until I moved out here.
I never knew about Krispy Kreme until Krispy Kreme moved out here.
Yeah. I guess they were a Chicago thing and no one knew about them, but they're big. Who knows? All I know...
They've actually taken over L.A. pretty well, too, I've been told.
Yeah, if they've taken over L.A.,
Which is quite understandable in L.A., and I can tell you why, because it's mostly cheap Korean people in L.A. that own donut shops.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten ill off bad donuts. That's fucking pretty sad when you can tell people you've got fucking food poisoning from donuts.
Thanks.
It was really bad. Let me give you a perfect example. Old chain in L.A. used to be called Foster Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Korean people love to buy a business with shit like that, and they take it over. What happened is all they did was change the fucking O to an A, called Faster Donuts.
Faster Donuts.
Yes, that's pathetic.
Yes, that's horrible.
And they'll do that all the time with no matter what business they own.
Reverend
love Hammer, people.
You ever had mini donuts, the little itty bitty sugar donuts?
It's called the donut hole.
Yes, not the donut holes. They're actually
mini
sugar
mini ones.
Yeah, those are the best. They have them at Kettle Congress. You can watch them get fried up, and you order a bag, and they coat them with so much sugar.
Never heard of it.
It's a livestock show in Iowa. Don't make no jokes.
You go to fucking livestock shows?
No, it's not a livestock. They have a Midway there. That's the big sell. The Midway. The Midway is the big sell. Shut up. So anyhow, yeah. You know, Krispy Kreme. I can only say that the safest place I've ever hit donuts was a place called Donutland in Waterloo. Now, the funny thing is Donutland's immortalized, and I have the picture somewhere. But it shows a dozen Waterloo cop cars in front of Donutland.
I've seen that.
You've seen that. You've seen that picture?
I've seen that picture on the internet.
That is Waterloo, Iowa. That is on the corner of Round and University Avenue. Remember where I told you the car set on fire as we were going down the road?
Yes.
That's a block to the west of that place.
Yeah, cool. That clears it up now.
Hey, for you it's a miracle thing. But anyhow.
I'm trying to get to the donut shop. Where's the place where the car caught on fire?
Boom. Hey, let's move on. I think right now, actually, we're going to go ahead and...
fucking break already?
No.
Oh.
We're going to go ahead and play Kilroy.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play the Week in Geek.
The Week in Geek.
Wait. The Donutland is gone? Now it's Zio Jono's Italian restaurant. The Donutland is gone.
Speaking of which, you know what we have out here now?
It had a nice kitschy 50 sign.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pure kitsch.
We have Fazoli's out here now.
Yes, Fazoli's.
I've never had it.
Cheap, fast Italian food.
Cheap, fast Italian
cheap,
food.
Cheap, fast Italians.
Mamma mia, that's a horror.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and clip to a little bit of music, and we're going to clip to the Kilroy's Week in Geek.
Week in Geek.
We'll probably be right back, because I don't think we're going to take much of a break. Excuse me, much of a break.
I think pretty much this will be the break.
This is the break for us, mm-hmm. again.
But don't go away, you sons of bitches.
Because we'll be right back.
That's right.
Enjoy the Week in Geek.
That's right. And if any of you have been offended tonight, fuck you, it was a joke.
Yeah. We live to offend you.
Open your eyes.
We'll be
back. We'll still be back.
And now, for your spastic update, I am your host, Yuri McFadden, with
Week in Geek.
Topic 1. Every goddamn time I log onto my computer, somebody in the house has once again managed to install Gator.
Now, you may not know what Gator is. First, let me give you the, quote, positive spin, and this is right off the Gator.com website. In large, friendly letters, you're told upon entering Gator's homepage that you will have your forms filled in for you with no typing. Never have to hand type another form. Sounds pretty handy, huh? Sounds like something I would like. I hate filling form after form over and over. Especially since I'm a penniless script kiddie who has to browse all the free message boards and guestbook sites to find stuff to put on my webpage. This is wonderful. Okay, what else? Let's see. Oh, here we go. It remembers all my passwords automatically. Well, that's lovely. You know, I have close to 100 different passwords spread out on over 300 websites that I've written down on a notepad file in one of the more hidden areas of my hard drive that I have to consult every time I want to log on somewhere that I don't normally go to on a regular basis. This sounds perfect for me. I can't imagine the convenience of being able to toss the password list into the bin and breezing over to where my online personas live, unimpeded by the keyboard. I'm downloading it! Wait a minute. What's this? Hold on. Let me get my glasses. What's this down here at the bottom? Gator comes bundled with Offer Companion, my direct link to the world's most valuable offers? What the hell is Offer Companion? Oh, it's got a thing to click. Hold on. Hey, this thing keeps track of the websites I go to and targets advertising that I might be interested in. What the hell? What makes them think I want any advertising? Oh God, there's more. Ad-supported software. Oh, I see. Ad-supported software. Sure, helps keep the software free. I so don't care! Are there a lot of people who want this? I don't recall standing around the break room talking computers with anyone at work and hearing anyone say, "Hey, I went home last night and installed Gator on my computer. Now I only see the ads that I want to see." Jesus, this makes me sick. Why not just pull out my fingernails one by one while I scream and bleed all over my oil-stained jeans until I run out of blood and pass out in an ecstatic, euphoric rush of life-sucking hallucination? Please let me slash my throat on the jagged corners of the near future coming of the asteroid of indignation. Oh, God. Sorry. You know, the bottom line here is that I will never, ever support anything that infringes on my privacy in order for me to be able to surf the web. There are too many good sites, chock full of research info, that are free and free of advertising for me to ever need to.
Topic 2.
In a move destined to sink the morals of this country into the quagmired pit of self-loathing and destructive entropy, the Supreme Court today struck down a 1996 law outlawing computer-generated child porn. With the enactment of the law called the Child Pornography Prevention Act, pedophiles with a penchant for CGI were banned from possessing and or distributing animated sequences depicting adult-child sexual relations. Animated sequence, it should be pointed out, that are in some cases virtually indistinguishable from real footage of child molestation. Such is the level of skill and subtlety wielded by these monsters. The law was defeated 6-3, Justices Antonin Scalia, Sandra O'Connor, and William Rehnquist being the only dissenters. In his dissent, Justice William Rehnquist wrote, "The images are virtually indistinguishable from real children engaged in sexually explicit conduct. I can only hope that Justice Rehnquist's comparisons are based on conjecture and not experience." Moving along, I've personally reviewed what is said to be one of the best of these virtual child porn videos, and though the images are very realistic, they are only as good as the images in any video game. In other words, cool because it looks so real. If the images on the video I reviewed were absolutely realistic or indistinguishable from reality, it wouldn't be as cool, because I wouldn't know that what I was looking at wasn't computer-generated. Hey, here's a thought. Snuff videos. Videos of people actually being killed are illegal. Does this mean that the law governing images virtually depicting child molestation could have been modified to also make illegal my copy of Grand Theft Auto, thus felonizing me for being in possession of said video game? Tune in every week right here on Spankwagon Radio to hear the
Week in Geek.
Song wants me to buy glow sticks.
And suck on pacifiers and do a little ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it would. Oh. I could see you doing ecstasy. That'd be hilarious.
Could you please pass me the E?
Yes. Could you give me some Vicks in a surgical mask? Thank you.
You know, by, speaking of stupid-ass laws, you know in Louisiana right now, pacifiers, glow sticks, vapor rub, and dust masks are considered drug paraphernalia?
Yeah.
Off the wall to me.
It can't be off the wall. I mean, that's like the staple of a raver's drug habit. I mean,
yeah, but what if you're taking your kid out in public and you got a cold, man, and you got some emergency flare, or not flares,
flares,
fog, man? That'd be fun. We know we should do.
Boosh.
We should do that. That'd be funny to do Spankwagon on the scene.
Uh-huh.
We'll go to a rave party and we'll bring fucking road flares
instead of glow sticks. That's great.
That'd be totally that's fucking hilarious.
Funny. Yeah, dust masks, Reverend. Those paper dust masks, what kids will do, while they're rolling on X, they will spread Vicks Vapor Rub inside the mask.
The bomb.
Thank God. And then they'll put the mask and they'll inhale the Vicks. Now, I don't know exactly why, but it does something for them to keep them from, like, getting sick.
Get you
or
fucking lightheaded.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So it's an additional high on top of it. Because I also know that they chew on the pacifiers to keep from grinding their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The pacifiers, teeth grinding. The
glow sticks are for visual type.
Visual
stuff.
because
you're tripping.
Yeah, you're on a trip.
You're on a hallucinogenic trip.
Yeah, I mean, and I bet I could find some people that have been on the been on X.
We'll have to ask them.
See what they say. Give us a first person accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But all I know is it really fucks your brain. And the problem with X though, that I think is hilarious, and they've proven this now, it eats away your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is pure justice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do this shit? There you go. Direct one-on-one results.
That it is.
Eats your fucking brain away.
And that's what you deserve.
Exactly. So, let's see. We talked about Krispy Kreme, Robert Bake, Lisa Lopes. Talked about the site. We've got Week in Geek. What more do we have to do?
Well, I'm still pounding out everything. You know, I so want to talk about our new little thing.
You know, I'm going to say no. I don't want to hear about it because we got to make sure it's all set in order. And, of course, we have a few ideas in the kind of the proverbial chalkboard.
Yes.
But that'll play out in the future. Anyhow, any other stuff? I know what I wanted to talk about, and I know we mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and I think it's worth talking about. AsiaCarrera.com.
Yes! Damn, I almost forgot. The links. Yes, that's what we need to talk about.
The links. The first link. The link that I was blown away by. Absolutely, positively blown away by.
Is AsiaCarrera.com. Now, for those of you who don't know, you're a goddamn Mormon. Why are you listening to my show? Asia Carrera is a she's a Eurasian film star.
Yes, Eurasian.
Eurasian meaning her father is Japanese and her mother is German.
Hmm.
She is. If you read
that, explains the height.
Mm-hmm. And she's also a Mensa member.
Yep.
Asia Carrera is a Mensa member. In addition, Asia Carrera is a total geek,
complete geek. Now, we're talking about the Asia Carrera who
the
does
film star.
Porn, adult film. We're talking about the Asia Carrera who has a great physique, but a kick-ass geek sense of humor.
Yes. And you know what? If you go to the site, you can see pictures of her without the glam makeup.
Yes, without the glam makeup.
She looks completely different.
Yep, completely different and comfortable. And I loved, I didn't go through the whole site. I went through some of the site.
I've actually been through the entire site.
But my,
it was that interesting.
What I liked, though, is she was even straightforward with the, yeah, you can go to the boring pay site, which is her porn.
To be honest with you, I went through her whole thing right there, and it's like boring pace. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it is. I didn't even click on that link. Yep. I don't even know what's there.
Yeah,
I really don't.
It's probably just literally what she says, but it's funny, her sense of humor. You know, she's fragging on Quake. She makes skins for
She
Quake.
Makes her own skins
Unreal.
For Unreal, Unreal Tournament.
And she has pictures of her. She goes, as she says it, how my fans picture me playing Unreal. And she's in, like, sexy negligee, hair's all glammed out. She's quaking or you know going away at it on Unreal Tournament, and it's also another funny picture she had on there. She had two photos, same pose, but one was how my fans see me and how I really am, and it was one her completely buck ass naked glammed out in front of her computer, and another one was her same pose in front of her computer, jeans, baggy ass shirt, no glam makeup, just normal.
It's actually very interesting right there because she goes through the whole site. She's total geek.
Yeah.
She's geek from when she plays. She has LAN parties at her home.
That is geek.
She's like my friend. And if you read, she talks about it. She has DSL.
Yeah.
In her home. That's the only thing I can fault her for.
Well, so it's not perfect.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, she talks about it. She brings her friends over and they all have LAN parties.
Which I think is
Unreal Tournament.
Funnier than hell. If you think about it, we're talking about porn star.
Yeah.
The only... Okay.
She's actually a real person.
And she does her own website.
And she acknowledges porn. She even talks about porn. To be honest with you, the parts of the porn thing right there, she actually does have free pictures of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are explicit. I wouldn't call them hardcore, but they are sexually explicit.
Yeah, sexually explicit, of course.
But you go through these things right there, and you read the stories attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting. She has a rant about customs in the UK. They detained her for 2 hours.
On what?
Getting into the country.
Oh dear.
They asked her to step aside. They went through all of her luggage, her everything. Told her she couldn't use her laptop, and she's like, "Yeah, okay." Got a laptop with no AC adapter, almost a dead battery, and no internet connection for dial-up or broadband. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
It was very interesting. She talks about that, and she even goes to a mall in the UK, and she's like, "They're about a year behind our technology." She even gets into like the geek aspect of it over there.
Wow,
it is just
See,
so.
And you know what I said? What I find,
you have
I know it's a poor word to use, but what I find refreshing about the site is the fact that it's not a cheap pay site. It is her. Her
it
work
is.
Goes into that site.
Yes,
you know,
it's very
effort.
Funny. She talks about going to Hawaii. Now she has a thing with Hawaii where she does all these you know poses and stuff, and she's actually there on the beach. She goes, and here's me in the hotel room. What's the next line or anything? It's with my new ThinkPad I just bought for the trip. She goes, we stayed 2 weeks in Hawaii at the King's Suite. They got the biggest and the best.
Yes.
You look at this fucking suite. Elegant. The living room there has a love seat and everything. And you know what's covering all the tables? Fucking LAN cables.
That is so cool.
She has fucking power supplies sitting everywhere.
And you know she
got like
herself.
Two fucking laptops, has a webcam set up and everything to chat with her fucking friends and family she talks about, and everything. The living room is just a mess of cables.
That's hilarious.
It's totally funny.
The only other person I know that does their own website, Will Wheaton.
Yes.
Wesley Crusher, Star Trek. He does his own site, and I actually emailed him once. I think I mentioned this before.
And Will Wheaton responded back. You didn't mention this on the show.
Oh, yeah, okay. I emailed Will Wheaton. He had this FAQ, and he says, if you have any questions, blah, email me, but read the FAQ first so you don't get redundant because I'll just ignore you. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I think I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. Which Asia Carrera does as well, but she does not give an email.
She does not what?
She does not give an email.
Oh.
She gives an FAQ about everything from her what she has on her system, her system specs, up to why she got into porn.
Interesting.
She's very open about everything. But she doesn't give an email, which I think is like, I don't care because, you know what, I have the power of who is.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyhow, Will
and you know she registered her own name. Yeah, anyhow. So
she even has a dog kennel named after her.
Damn.
She has a photo of it. It says, this dog room is sponsored by the good love of Asia Carrera. And it's in a public kennel.
That's hilarious.
Great. Oh, sorry. Anyhow, Will
Wheaton. I emailed Will Wheaton, and the question I asked was, all right, if you want to be a pro wrestler, who would you be? What would be your gimmick? Because I'm really into pro wrestling.
Yes.
He emails back, and he goes, if anybody, I'd be Jimmy the Mouth of the South Heart.
Good choice.
And of course, I reply back, and they go, oh, so you like cheap suits that have airbrush art, and you got a megaphone. And I emailed, why don't you become the director? So, but he never did reply to that, so I mean, I assume he gives everybody, like, one email, and that's
that
it.
Or did you ever assume the fact you pissed Will Wheaton off?
If I pissed him off, that's hilarious even more.
I'd laugh, man. You're going to see Will Wheaton one day. Hey, Will! Remember I emailed you and the guy?
Pow. Get punched. That would be hilarious.
That's so funny.
Hilarious.
Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can go meet Will Wheaton.
Hey, who knows? He's filming back at that Nemesis. They're doing the new Star Trek.
No, I'm talking about we'll do a finger query and some shit, man.
I don't know. I really don't want to get too far into it. Let's annoy them to the point where they quit doing their own websites. Oh, that's a great idea. We revel in their genius because they're actually willing to do this.
Does Will Wheaton have a guest book?
Shut up. No.
I was curious. Anyhow.
I don't know. I don't know. So, yeah, Asia Carrera. That was an interesting one. Another link on there, right below the Asia Carrera link. By the way, you can get these links
at spankwagon.n3.net.
April links, just so you know, when they disappear, they'll still be April.
They won't necessarily disappear. I'd like to go ahead and add them, run them kind of simultaneous for a while.
Okay.
Maybe side by side. Mm-hmm. And then we'll give them about a week into May and cut them off.
Okay.
Because I was so far getting behind. I do apologize. Okay.
So, another one. Co-workers in the workplace.
Yes. One of these is actually from Eminem's World.
Where you used to work.
I used to work at Eminem's World, and I used to work, I actually have funny stories from that, too. I'll get to that in a second about farting in the theater. But
oh, no.
Yes. Okay, fuck it. I'll get to it now. I used to be an usher. And part of the thing was you had different positions you would usher, and we rotate, and you go forward in each one. Well, some of the ushers, you'd only stand by and make sure people didn't fall down in the attraction.
Uh-huh.
And then the final one was you'd hand out 3D glasses to them,
uh-huh,
and you'd usher them in the theater, stand there, and make sure everybody's okay during the show. Then you'd escort them out and make sure everybody gets out of the theater okay. Well, they used to have this one thing where this big vacuum comes on the screen, and, you know, to make it realistic, they have giant fans up above that go and kick on.
Mm-hmm.
And I always got off, work, and, you know, I go and I just get Del Taco and go to bed, and I would eat Del Taco, and I would come to work the next day gassy.
Ew.
And I would be in the theater, and and the music's so loud and the booming and thundering, you can't hear, and I'd
fart. Yeah, because this is one of those 3D theaters.
Yeah, and I'd fart. And you see people looking at the show, and they'd be talking, all of a sudden they'd, like, give themselves dirty looks at each other and point to the person in front of them.
That ain't right.
It was completely funny.
You know what? When I was at Disneyland in California, they had this thing called The Bug's Life, and it was one of those 3D films you put on 3D glasses.
Sure.
One of the things that attacked you was a stink bug, and they spray this really obnoxious odor. Mm-hmm. It was sick.
See, it's like they had the thing right there. They had it where it was supposed to be socks were running under your feet,
uh-huh,
and they had ticklers.
Yeah.
That would shoot out and hit your legs.
Yeah. Or another one was the bugs that were crawling, and they'd have in your seats, they were rubberized, but you don't notice when you sit down. Mm-hmm. I just probably ruined it for everybody. But
like these people are going to Disneyland
anytime soon.
Yeah.
But you feel the bugs running underneath you.
That's interesting.
It was like, ugh, you know.
See,
Muppet Show. Go to the Muppet Show one if you're ever in Disneyland. Go to Disney California, the other side. Go to the Muppet one.
If I'm going to California for adventures, there's two places I'd go.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's or Magic Mountain.
Yes.
Or actually, you know what? I'm actually setting up to do. I'm actually going to do Universal Studios.
Hmm.
It's $125 per ticket. I'm getting the VIP pass. Going to take the DeLorean onto the Back to the Future lot.
Very cool.
It's going to be cool.
Very cool.
It's
so,
great.
Any other links?
Anyhow.
Any other links you want to...
I didn't even explain this link.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
The fart. You got to the fart.
The fart thing, and we also used to have a lot of other stuff, too. These are the... I don't know if you want me to go on these stories right now.
Let's go to the one that explains the breakdancing incident.
What happened was these hallways in the back right there, they were polished nightly. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. They weren't heavy traffic.
Nightly polished?
It was the fucking cleaning crew trying to rack up billing.
Okay.
So they would re-wax floors and polish them.
Jesus.
And it was slick as hell. So one day I decide that I'm just going to throw down. I start breakdancing and I spin as best as a fucking at the time, because I worked at a fucking chocolate factory, especially with free candy, a husky white boy can do.
Now, if you want to, but I haven't got the latest gallery up, but go to the gallery and you can see who Claude is.
Yeah. And I got on my back and I spun and I whacked my head on a fire door.
Couch.
This is a big fucking fire door hurting. I was like, ah, goddamn. Everybody was just fucking laughing. But on the link right there, you can actually see. To the left of the picture, it's off camera, is the fire door. And in the back, you can see the dishwasher where we used to wash the glasses.
Hmm. You just would throw in the glasses, wash them, pull them out, huh?
Yeah. And we'd have to dry them one by one with towels.
Oh, God. That's horrible. No heating element because you didn't want to melt the glasses.
That's right. They had the heating element turned off.
That's so sad.
And we actually had to wait. Because if you were on rotation, everybody went on the show, you had to wait back there. You had to wait. This is what would happen. You go, and like the show go in, and you hear the music stop, which went there in the theater, and he hits the OK button. Then you could turn the dishwasher on.
Because
it was
so loud.
Right behind the wall. By the way, if any of you are from Las Vegas, you've been to the M&M's Academy where I used to work. When the professor goes in and shows you the slideshow, this room with the pictures in is right fucking behind it.
Okay. All right. I'll remember that if I ever go through there again.
Yes.
It's like $3 to go through $5 nowadays. I don't know. Yeah, but okay, I know what you're talking about now. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
God.
I can tell you stories all day about shit right there.
Oh, I bet you could.
It's funny. But
the M&M Factory.
Yes, but other links we have.
Let's see. Gummy.
Gummy dong.
Gummy dong. That. Please enlighten us about what gummy dong is.
They're gummy dildos.
Like edible.
Yeah, like gummy bears, but only vibrating dicks.
Now, how do they separate the gummy part with the...
You eat it.
Well, I know you eat it, but I mean, can you buy replacement gummy?
I don't think so. I think it's all in one. Kind of makes it interesting, though. I don't think you can exactly send them back for refills, okay? Dude, they're not water bottles. They're vibrators.
Either you get some genius who's melting down gummy bears in a kitchen... Only to cool them off on the dildo. You realize we've just started the cottage industry. Make money now.
That's all we could do, man. We'll set up phony chain emails, become rich like me. I earned $50,000 last year making dildos. That'd be a funny prank.
Have your infomercial of how to make money making dildos.
You can make money. And everything has got a censored bar on it, a black bar.
No one can tell how you make money. They just see the censored bar. Go to this website for more information.
That's actually, to be honest with you, that's the only link I found by going through another site this week.
Gummy dildos.
Gummy dong.
Gummy dong.
.com. Another one is Something Awful.
Something Awful looks actually better than it used to.
So at the time when I wrote the links, Something Awful was a different site. They revamped it in the time that I emailed you the links and today.
Wow.
They revamped it. The Something Awful, I now must change my stance on. They are pretty goddamn funny. They have the prank phone calls where I don't want to ruin it, but I will as an example. Here's a prank phone call. Calls up at Denny's. Wants to know if they deliver. No. Wants to know. And he's calling as an old lady. Wants to know if he can eat kids.
Say what?
Can eat kids there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the woman gets all mad at him and stuff. And he goes, the guy's like talking like a leg. Goes, what dress size are you? You sound kind of fat. Pisses her off. Some other fun stuff is the...
Are these the Touchstone Terrace that did that?
No, these are the guys from Something Awful.
Okay.
They also do some stuff, some funny stuff to hit on, aside from what I mentioned right there. Photoshop Friday's the greatest. Along with Ron Pitt's pretty kind of funny. Hit up the fake Something Awful shit, I believe that's what it's called, where they do phony IRC and ICQ shit. and the legal department, the legal threats. They've received legal threats from other people claiming slander, and under the, you know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, they have everything legal to say that no, it's not, and they slam them back. It's you have to fucking read it. It's so goddamn funny because they treat it all childish. Like people are trying to send them threats and official sounding requests, and they're complete fucking children sending it back.
All right.
If I tried to describe it right now, you wouldn't fucking believe me. It would sound like I'm bullshitting. You have to read it.
Go see somethingawful.com.
That's right. What's some other links we have?
You're the one that wrote the links.
I'm trying to think. Shit.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Very good, yes, yes.
We have a whole bunch, but yeah, we have a whole bunch of.
We have a whole buttload.
I got a shitload of
I've
links.
I've got a buttload of links.
That's right. Oh, fuck, I'm trying to remember what else.
Yeah, I can't remember shit of them.
Yeah, I know. That's how good it is. But, do you know what?
Something awful gets the Reverend Hammer seal of approval.
Yes, Something Awful is quite funny.
Yeah, Something Awful's. See, when I heard about it, the first thing I rolled my eyes was it was Rotten.com.
Rotten.com is a good site.
If you want to be grossed out.
Not just if you want to be grossed out. If you don't want to necessarily be grossed out, but you like hearing the really. How can I put this? Reality as swift as a fucking hammer to the face news. Go to Rotten.com and immediately click on the news. Don't click on the links below. Other than that, I really like Rotten.com.
Let's see, another one banged up. We were both pretty.
I'm not even going to give the link for that. Let me tell you why. That site right there was totally bad. I'm not going to give you people a URL. It's that shitty. We went to this website and all they had was stupid porn clips, like you know, fat women and stuff. And there was actually one where a woman is like, you know, servicing a guy and she vomits on it. That to me wasn't funny. And we actually saw a couple of pics that were actually stolen from Rotten, but they cut them smaller to kill the watermark.
Yep. So, yeah, Rotten, and what other one was there? There was Fugly, which became a pay site.
Fugly was funny before. Fugly has one free day a week. I forget what it is. I think it's like a Tuesday.
See,
you go to Fugly, you download shit. I have an archive of stuff off of Fugly.
Interesting.
Not necessarily gross out or stupid shit. Well, it is kind of gross. These are things I seriously have a hard time watching them.
Yuck.
I have a full... To me, don't ask me why. I can see Rotten.com, and I'll be honest with everybody right here. Rotten.com has everything from children who have been murdered on up. And that you know what? Seeing a kid die is like, God damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But you see the adults and everything, like with the railroad and motorcycle accidents.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Like, okay. What bothers me more than children is to see someone of any age break a bone.
Ew.
See skateboarders and dudes twist their fucking arms and hear the crack.
Ew.
That's like, oh god. That rank that.
Yes, I get
there's only one thing worse than that. Rubbing paper.
I don't understand. Okay, folks, I'm doing this just to elicit a reaction, but I have in my hand a handful of sheets, blue paper written on. I'm going to play it to the microphone, and I'm going to ask Claude, don't ham up your reaction. But here is reaction. Because he's got to the
I'm
eyes.
I'm cringing.
He's got the eyes cringing. But this.
Don't. This. God damn. Stop it, dude. Yes, I kicked Trencher in the shin. I fucking hate that shit.
But why?
Man.
What
it's
is
like
it
Glenn Hoplink and pennies.
I don't know.
I don't like rubbing fucking paper.
I know that doesn't make any sense to me. You can watch bones get broke, but you can't have paper rubbed in front of you.
No.
I remember, what was it, our witchy woman at work. She was just doing this to paper.
And I
with
fucking,
her thumb.
I almost shrieked. I was like, ah, stop!
And she freaked out because she's like, what's going on with you, you know, what the fuck?
Yeah. But I just...
You gotta see this, yes, I've seen it, you gotta see this. Broken bones, everything's... Ugh.
Broken bones really bother me because you're like, ugh.
Because you know that could happen to you.
Yeah. The worst one I ever saw?
If you were a skater or a breakdancer on a wax floor.
Tennis player. Who goes over
the
hit.
One who went over the net.
No.
No.
He goes like that and he shatters his fucking ankle.
The ankle that his leg totally
oh,
bends. I've
God
seen that.
Damn.
We showed that one at work.
Yes.
And every one of us just crack. You know, we all screamed and was just grossed
out. I didn't show that at work. So
it was El Smack. It was El Smack a long time ago.
Yeah. I can't stand it.
Yeah, something about it, just, because you know it could happen to you.
Yeah.
And what pain would you be in? I mean, because that's something you can identify with. Mm. You can't identify with being dead. Okay, fine. But you can identify with breaking a bone.
Yeah.
I've literally only broke my knuckle and my index finger here. And that hurt like a
broken
mother.
Broken arm once.
You broke an arm.
I broke my arm right here.
On the upper, near the
I was being stupid. This is another one of my funny clawed ball stories.
Oh, no.
I thought I was going to try to surf on mats, you know, gym mats, and they had a wedge. So I ran and jumped on it, tried to slide across the floor, and it slipped out from under me, and I fell down, broke my arm.
Yikes.
So that was painful. And in the hospital was really bad because I'm, like, sitting in a wheelchair, hunched over because, you know, it hurts. And my upper part of my arm is still, and the bottom is hanging low, and it's swaying in the breeze separate from the top.
Ew.
That's one of my worst memories.
That might explain why you have the broken bone problem. That might very well explain it, because you can relate.
And then what happened was about, I think it was a week before, yeah, I believe it was a week, either a week or 2 weeks, but I'm pretty sure it was a week before my cast was supposed to come off. I fell and you just heard crack. And I broke my arm again. Because I had to go back through the whole process over again.
Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. At least they got the new cast, because, I mean, that old cast had to come off. It's clean your skin. Or did they leave the old cast on?
No, actually. They left the old cast on. Gotcha. I started with plaster.
And ended with?
Fiberglass.
Jesus. They're like, you're a health risk to yourself, son.
Dude, it was like this old house in my arm, dude. They were like going through.
What, Bob Vila kept overseeing the construction, but wouldn't lift a hammer for his own self?
Yes. Fucking Bob Vila. I've ranted about that.
Yes.
I'm not going to go into that again, but.
Hey, at least the auto shows on TNN, at least they actually put the parts on the car.
I'm not impressed by that dude on trucks, okay? Today, we're going to put on a brush guard. Putting brush guards, I think the most involved I saw that guy with was
window.
A shaker hood.
Window tinting.
Window tinting.
Window tinting. He was really involved in window tinting.
I saw the shaker hood thing, man. All he did was buy a new hood. He didn't even cut it.
Wow, that's sad.
And here we got the new hood.
Yeah, just here you go.
That was so funny, too. You know what the funniest part of that one was? They had to put on a new hood catch for it to accept the new hood. I'm not quite sure why.
Misalignment.
This is what the guy says. But when you're done with your job, we know you want to go to check the alignment, but don't. He goes, a lot of people have made this mistake, and they haven't hooked up the release cable. So a lot of people have ended up with hoods that they can't open.
That's actually funny.
I'm thinking, like, I can just picture a bunch of stupid weekend warrior rednecks working on Jimmy's
Shade
and GMC's.
Trees.
Yeah, go on.
Shade Tree Mechanics, the engine hump mounts an old swing set that their kids used to play on.
Yeah.
Boat down in the middle, man. You know what I'm talking about. The cult of the obscure reference.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm looking at the clock. We got about 5 minutes to go, so I think we're going to start our wrap-up for now. I thought I broke you of that habit.
No, you're not going to break me, dude.
That's so sad.
Looks like they tried to break me. Looks like they'll try again. Wow, boys.
Hey, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, which
in
can only be found...
Duran Duran impersonation at SpankWagon.N3.net.
SpankWagon.N3.net.
That's right.
Which is only found at...
SpankWagon.N3.net.
No, you silly. It's found at VFTP.net.
You called me silly.
Yes, man. I did, silly.
That's a threat to my masculinity.
So is your chest hair. Your chest hair is a threat to any man's masculinity.
My chest hair is sexy.
I don't want to see it. That's the problem. You show men. I don't think you've ever shown a woman your chest hair, and that's what makes it a threat.
I show chicks my chest hair all the time,
and
man.
After they're running away or before they run away?
No, before. You know.
Before, okay. Just checking.
But yeah.
Hey, you also heard The Week in Geek, which is brought to you by Kilroy McFadden. Of course, you can get a hold of Kilroy McFadden at kilroyshatemail.com.
And soon I'm going to do a Who Is lookup on Kilroy through whois.com, and we'll probably go ahead and get you guys a home address and telephone number.
That's so wrong.
Yes.
I think I could get it for him anyway. Anyhow, you can always get a hold of Kilroy, though, through his email.
Mm-hmm.
You can download
kilroyshatemail@hotmail.com.
No, you can't download that.
Oh, no, you can't
you
download
You can
that.
Download his What I Wish I Didn't Know shows,
yes.
Only found at Spank Wagon Radio.
Yes.
Of course, you want to hear Week in Geek, you have to listen to Spank Wagon Audio or Spank
Correct.
Wagon Radio.
Because it's going to be part of Spank Wagon's segment.
Yes, we are segmenting because we're too lazy to do this for 2 hours ourselves.
Now, Otherwise, we have 5 minutes to go. Actually, no, 3 minutes to go, and we still have a little bit of a wrap-up to do. Normally, by this time, we're like...
Bored. Hi, how's it going?
Like, dude, like... I probably think, like, Echo the Dolphin was,
like...
Like,
did you see my broken Venetian blinds? That pissed me off.
You have a nice cat, by the way.
My cat will pull Venetian blinds until they snap. I gotta go find a replacement pair now.
Nah, it's not that hard.
I know. They're Kmart ones. I've noticed how cheap they are. Check it out. Hold on.
Splint.
Splint.
Use a splint and glue it back.
God, no. Okay, folks. You, of course, can get a hold of Claude Balls, who does links, and he also appears bi-weekly on Spankwagon Radio.
That's right.
You can get a hold of... What's your email, by the way?
ClaudeBalls@hotmail.com.
And if you don't know how to spell that, go to the links page and you will learn.
Because I always get confused spelling my own name.
Yeah, he does, actually. It's kind of silly. Again, silly.
Dude, you're gay.
And so is your chest hair.
You've been taking gay pill.
Your gaydar is on. Check it out. Also, you can get a hold of me.
I don't know. I don't have the best gaydar in the world.
You don't?
But I don't hit on guys.
Well, I'm glad you don't hit on guys.
Yeah.
Lucky me. I feel safe now. Wait, you got a secret urge to start hitting on men?
I just really want...
My name is Claude Bald. That's why I like the word bald. I like the word meaty cock.
No, I'm being honest. I like to say meaty cock. I like my meaty cock.
Oh, God.
I want to share my meaty cock with the women
of
the
folks,
world.
Yes, folks. Women, claudeballs@hotmail.com.
I just didn't know Liberace was gay till I saw that special on him.
Dude, anybody who could wear rhinestone shorts that fucking short has to be gay.
I just thought he was eccentric and, you know.
Aren't most, no. Anyhow.
Well, you know, everybody tells me that, man. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, he was
just an eccentric, lonely guy.
Look at the museum they're building out here for him.
You know what?
It turned from a little itty-bitty hovel museum into a really big one.
It wasn't an itty-bitty museum. It was a converted bank branch.
That's so funny.
Actually, you know what? And then it made sense after I saw that every time I drive by. And this is a true story. It's not for, just for laughs or anything. But it made sense why there was always a big rainbow on the marquee up front. Seriously.
But you think he put that there? I highly doubt he put that there.
I didn't know Liberace was gay.
I want to say that was put there by other people.
I didn't know Liberace was gay.
Yeah.
I doubt this. This is the electric one that lights up at night.
Ooh.
Yes.
That'd be scary.
50 billion third. The Liberace's a good piano player.
50 billion, sir. Hey, folks.
And coming.
Oh, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.n3.net. I am your host, Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
And so you know, we will not be here next week. No, we are going every other week now.
We are actually working on different formats. We may occasionally pop up weekly, but you never can tell.
You can never tell. We are working on that, but we won't be here next week. I don't have... She took the calendar. I don't have a calendar, folks.
We won't be
next week, but we will be the week after. If you want to know the exact time and the exact day,
go to Spankwagon.
It's right on the index page.
Yes.
Right there on the index. It'll show you that information, folks. Thank you very much for listening in. You have a very good night.
We hope to see you soon.
At least in 2 weeks. Check out the links.
Don't say 2 weeks. Don't say 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks means never.
You
yes.
jinx it.
I jinxed
you
it.
You jinx it.
We'll be back next week, but it's doubtful.
Yeah. We'll be back the week after.
Here's how it works. We'll be back, and you'll know when, because it'll be posted on the site.
There you go.
Until then, we'll see you the week after next.
Yes.
Spank Wagon Radio.
At SpankWagon3.net, hosted on VFTP.net.
Good night.
That's fine.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a bitch?